Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Kevin, according to the schedule and the whiteboard, which are frequently in conflict, we are returning to Trapped Like Rats, aren't we?
Yes, we are. This is the new moderately well-rated talk show that features an impenetrable prison, mysterious captors, and of course, lively chat.
Right, because the inmates are still in there inmating. And as you listen and think, I should be doing something with my time now, what should they be doing, Kevin?
They should probably be listening harder, but also listening for the implicit question of the episode. If you can communicate that to us in some way that we can possibly understand, you might win a valuable prize.
And now it's time to join Morag Woden and Bletchley Tannhauser, who are, that's right, trapped like rats. They're in a deep cylindrical cell with featureless steel walls that can't be climbed. You might almost say that they're trapped like... Oh, I just said that.
Well, Gletch, here we are. Day number 445 in captivity.
Hey, Morag. I know what you must feel. Your soul has been quartered, put through a meat cubing machine, then wrapped in waxed paper, labeled as pork chops fresh frozen in March, but ultimately thrown out because of freezer burn in December.
Exactly. How did you know?
Well, get ready to be excited, Morag, because returning here, but not of his own free will, is the big star of seasons 25 and 26 of Trapped Like Rats. Army Akimbo of Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, my head. But at least I got back into this prison. It means my plan is working.
What plan?
Well, first of all, I gotta break some terrible news to you. You need to face facts that you've been kidnapped and kept prisoner.
We know.
By powerful captors who are both secretive and sphinx-like.
We know.
Okay.
What's the rest of this plan of yours?
Well, I'm going to use this mazer that I smuggled down, and they thought I'd be unprepared for the old collapsing bottom of the changing room in Ross Dress for Less trap. Ha! The acronym MAZER, by the way, stands for...
We know!
Anyway, stand back from the wall. This DIY Radio Shack mazer's gonna go to work.
Fletch, he's blown us an escape hatch, but...
Dare we go off the air? Yes!
Ah, now, as the smoke clears, we can resume our show. Cornered like lemmings. I'm Carla Dennis, and I'm still imprisoned here 13 weeks later with Todd Chapelbloom.
Has it really been 13 weeks? The banter's made time fly by.
Excuse me, we're on the air live. Who are you?
Army Akimbo. Nice plan. I think we just move sideways, not out.
No! No! I can't! We're in a zoo!
It's not really much like a zoo.
Kevin, did anyone write in with a credible question?
Lillian Beaumont and her five cats of Old Taxico, New Mexico asks, is the implicit question something about mice?
Frankly, no.
No, it's not. And I think the cats had something to do with this. And honestly, I think they're playing with us.
Yeah, I feel toyed with, don't you?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
People whom we toy with are our cast. Deborah Marlowe, Scott Herrick, Sarah O'Hare, and Davis G. Hill. This episode was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to thank the man who soaks his Nerf brand footballs in Aspic for more impact, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.